Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Akini Glasgow. I am a graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, with a degree in International Relations and a minor in History. On this day, April 30th, 1816, Barbadians read in the pages of the Barbados Mercury and Bridgeton Gazette of two very important announcements in the wake of the slave rebellion 16 days earlier. The first was the governor's address to the enslaved population, and the second was a proclamation on shipping. When the rebellion started, Governor Sir James Leith was in nearby Guadeloupe, and having received news of the slaves' bid for freedom, rushed back to the island on board a French schooner on April 24th. 2 days later, he issued an address to the enslaved population, in which he condemned those who revolted and praised those who rallied behind their masters and families. Governor Leith opined that the revolt had been caused by misrepresentation and instigation of ill-disposed persons who have been endeavoring to induce the belief that the slaves were actually made free, but that the manumissions were improperly withheld from them. Without giving a figure, he noted that many enslaved blacks had lost their lives in the rush and wicked contest against these laws. The governor reminded the enslaved population that blacks in Africa had countenanced slavery and with the whites were joint authors of the slave system. But the humane and equitable sovereign and the British nation, he noted, had disapproved of the trafficking of enslaved Africans. He suggested that emancipation, except in cases of special reward, would be impractical and would produce disorder, confusion, and want, leading to criminal activity and public disorder. With the rebellion suppressed and many participants killed, the governor felt confident to issue another security proclamation, allowing vessels in Carlisle Bay to leave for their various ports of destination. When the revolt started, the authorities ordered that ships were not to leave in order to prevent enslaved persons directly involved in the conflict from escaping. These two announcements, carried in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgeton Gazette on this day, April 30th, 1816, suggested that the situation was under control. However, the enslaved, though losing in the field, had struck an important blow for their freedom. Other enslaved blacks in Demerara in 1823 and Jamaica in 1831 would follow suit, and together, the cumulative impact of these rebellions would force the British government to pass legislation ending slavery on August 1st, 1834.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.